southern skies. Caress me with a million sighs. Oh, sing me to sleep, lullaby of the leaf. Let me rest beneath the moon. Let me sing an old-time tune. Sing me to sleep, lullaby of the leaf. I'm drifting along, along with the breeze, singing a song with the trees. That fine melody caressing the shore, familiar to me, I've heard it before. La-da-da, that Southland, don't I feel it in my soul? And don't I know it takes me home? Oh, sing me to sleep, lullaby of the
Thank you. We want to play one more here and then take a little break. Be back and play all night, you know. And you can't get us yonder boys off the stage, you know.
It's kind of like making a record, isn't it, Pete? I mean, it takes us a long time to do everything, so we kind of like.
We may have to do it twice.
We have to ease into things.
Yeah. We're easing in now.
We're easing in.
You know, back in the days.
See Independence Day.
Back in the days when a lot of the music that we admired and did our versions for the record of Yonder was being made, it was back in the early 1900s, and that's a part of this century still. And it's a look backwards, but it's a look forward for us to play this music. And one of the great innovators of the style that we lean heavily on, we draw a lot from his innovations, is the blue yodeler Jimmy Rogers, the singing brakeman. And when he got together with musicians from Hawaii that were over here after the World's Fair in 1904, just trying to make a living as pickers, living in Texas, a lot of them, but they were also out through the Carolinas and playing in the carnival shows, the medicine shows, the hula shows. And Jimmy Rogers hooked up with the Hawaiian pickers and with one guy named Laney McIntyre, and he wrote a beautiful song. We want to leave you with this one. This is called Tuck Away My Lonesome Blues.